Would you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you for your word that speaks of your making us your heirs, of your blessing our lives with your presence. As we reflect upon what we have just heard, may we feel and hear that message coming through to us loud and clear. And may we believe it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. A mother asked her 5-year-old son to go to the pantry and get a can of tomato soup. But he refused and he protested. He said, "Mom, it's dark in there." Mom assured the boy, "It's okay, don't be afraid. Jesus is in there." So the boy opened the door slowly and, seeing that it was still very dark, shouted, "Jesus, can you hand me that can of tomato soup?" His mother told him Jesus was in the dark. And the child believed her. Simeon was told that he would not die without seeing the Messiah. And he trusted in God's promise. He trusted that God would keep God's promise and that he would see the Messiah. Now, we are not told how Simeon and Anna knew that this particular infant on this particular day was the long-awaited Messiah. But they did believe that they would see him. And they did. We often talk about having eyes of faith. Eyes that see the evidence of God in the world around us. But the truth is, unlike Simeon and Anna, I think most of us would say we rarely see God as active in the world. But you know, I think one of the things that we have to think about is what we like to say maybe, "Oh, those were holy people," or, you know, "they had some special connection with God." But really, they didn't have anything. Simeon and Anna did not have anything more than we have. And yet they still saw the infant. John Stendhal, in an article on today's passage in the Christian Century magazine entitled "Holding Promise," writes, "We too are people who have seen something, but not its full unfolding." Paradoxically, Simeon and Anna did not so much belong to the gospel's prehistory as they are paradigmatic of our own experience of that gospel. What we have, in a sense, is hardly more than they have. We have the scriptures that school us in hope and attentiveness. We have stories and covenants and signs. We have moments, or the memory of moments, when the tender compassion of our God has come close enough to see and feel. We have something like the shepherds would have had, recalling all their lives a night of mysterious glory, or like what the Magi brought back to their homelands, a vision of a different kind of king and a kingdom. Their eyes had seen the glory of Israel, the light of the nations. We have that as well. Though for us, the world has resumed its accustomed form, and in the light of day, seems largely unsaved and unchanged. The difference then is that this old man and this old woman had eyes and minds that could see deeper into things. They believed the stories of God in their midst, and they saw and heard evidences of it in their daily lives, because they expected to. They trusted that they would. Simeon knew that salvation had been granted to him when he had held the infant in his arms in the temple. He sings out what we call the Song of Simeon. Lord, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. This is an appropriate song for us today. This is an appropriate song for after communion, which we will be celebrating in a few minutes, at least for those who have eyes and hearts of faith. Stendhal writes, "We have held the Christ child. Taking bread and wine to our lips, we have kissed him. And with words and songs, we have caressed his presence. We may not get all the way to his future ourselves, not in this life, but we've seen it. And that's enough. We've seen it, and that's enough. And we can say, we can go in peace now. We can go in peace into this new year with all of its uncertainties. And we can go in peace into the rest of our journey, earthly journey, because as I say just about every week in our prayers of the people, there is no place our life journey can take us that God has not promised to be there with us, even beyond this earthly life. And so every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we hold the salvation, we behold the salvation of our lives and the world in our hands and in our hearts. Do you see that? Do you believe that? It is just as real and true as the faith of a boy that says, Jesus, will you hand me that can of tomato soup? Jesus is there to be our light. That's the symbolism of the star for the wise men. The one whose birth we just celebrated is none other than the one who sets that table for us, who feeds us, who saves us. Do you see that? Amen.